This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
Alex Jones here, back live, and we just had a really smart caller, Barrett in California, call in. We're going to continue with calls throughout the hour with Ben Garrison, the top editorial cartoonist, political cartoonist in the world, hands down. So proud to have him on, joining us here in just a moment. But the caller called in and said, well, what about CIA Operation Mockingbird, the hearings they had in the 70s, Frank Church Committee? People would be naive and not think this is going on. It's way beyond that. The CIA is just the oldest and biggest intelligence agency since the 1947 National Security Act. It's small potatoes. The big tax-free foundations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, the Annenberg Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, they are creating the anti-family, confuse your children's sexual, you know, orientation or preference, they don't know who they are or sexual identity. It's all depopulation. And so, yes, everything you see through UNESCO, the UN, that's all robber barons out of the UK and the US and Germany that set all this up for the modern eugenics world. And so, when you have Google and Facebook and Twitter meeting with the Democratic Party and meeting with Senator Warner and meeting with Senator Murphy saying, we're going to not just censor Alex Jones, but thousands of other sites. This is their plan. This is their program. And so the caller really punched my button because Obama, before leaving office, in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, established in the defense spending bill $611 million, a large portion for domestic propaganda and ways to work with the, quote, mainstream media to shut down alternative media or fake news. That means us, you. And so the CIA publicly is at the heart. That's why they had hearings last year in the Armed Services Committee of the House and Senate where they would say, we're working with the Board of Governors, the FCC. We're working with trusted media. We're working with the CIA to shut down fake news. And they listed InfoWars. And said we were Russians with no evidence. They don't call me to these hearings. They act like I don't exist. They don't call me to either. They don't call you. They just say because you want free market and the Second Amendment and Christianity and America and support Trump, you're a foreign agent. When they're the globalists that say America was never great, America will never be great. When they're the ones in bed with the Chi-Coms and opening the borders and saying free health care for illegal aliens that'll bankrupt the nation, they're the globalists. They're the enemy. So I'm going to put it on screen again like I do every day for a year and a half. For TV viewers, all the articles with the video clips were dim lawmakers demand censoring InfoWars in the last year and a half. And now they've banned us off the platforms as they demanded. The Democrats have taken the vacuum that Trump isn't in there stopping their regulation and their bullying. We need regulation saying you don't regulate. And now Trump's moving on antitrust, you name it. Thank God to the audience and Drudge Report and Ben Garrison and everybody else making this a top issue. So I'm explaining it again. The CIA is tasked, along with other federal agencies, with organizing media and doling out money to the New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, you name it. This is on record, to lie about me and Trump and never put out positive news. And the president needs, with executive order, to shut it down. But they're like, sir, they say it's to fight the Russians. They'll say you shut down. It's bull. Bull. Have hearings. Show what these criminals are doing. We have the behind-the-scenes video of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and the New York Times going, oh, we censor any American flags, any veterans, any rednecks, and anything Alex Jones, and anything Trump. It has nothing to do with Russians. Last week they had the, quote, secret telecom big tech meeting with over 20 companies, Facebook, Twitter, Google, Microsoft, at Twitter headquarters to decide how to handle the elections. That means panic and how to get their story straight about what they were already doing to the elections because Trump woke up. You guys didn't have a sleepwalk into it. We rung the alarm bell. We got totally banned because of it, but it's worth it. We're winning. We're staring the death of freedom in the eyes. All that we need to do is fight back and understand we will win because right and history's on our side. So get on board, folks. As they say in Full Metal Jacket, come on in for the big win. Barrett, we'll come back to you and other callers, but we're going with Mr. Garrett. Just stay with us. Ben Garrett's straight ahead.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. Ben Garrison is our guest. We're riding shotgun with callers. And, of course, if you don't know who Ben Garrison is, you're hiding under a rock. And notice what they came out with this year and how they said we must ban memes in the EU. And Facebook must just completely ban them unless they're pre-approved because AI doesn't know a joke. They can teach AI to restrict an InfoWars.com URL or a DrudgeReport.com URL. And they can get AI to sit there and block comments. But AI, let's pull up the Ben Garrison Monopoly board piece from a few weeks ago if we can. How does AI looking at a smiling Zuckerberg and a smiling Chinese dictator and smiling deep state and smiling Google censoring the internet and censoring conservatives and other conservatives and nationalists around the world, what does that look like to AI? All AI can do is read Ben Garrison. And we know they admit they, with the algorithm, try to block it just because of that, but it's not enough because everybody else can then share it. Plus, they can demonize an Alex Jones. You can see me in the jail right there, hate speech, and then try to block my URL or have folks scared to share it because they'll get bad feedback. But what about a Ben Garrison? It's a picture. Everyone knows it's free speech. Why not? It makes sense. It's funny. You know, it's banned in China. Google's helped build a censorship search engine there to make fun of the dictator as Winnie the Pooh. For whatever the reasons, I guess the way he talks in Chinese sounds like, hello, Mr. Christopher Robin. I guess he lisps in the Chinese, and so the Chinese think it's funny, Christopher Robin. And so they're not allowed to make jokes about it. See how that works? You don't talk bad about him. He's a very important person in the 100-acre wood. So, Ben Garrison of GRR Graphics, graphics.com, at Graphics on Twitter for now, joins us. We had Barrett I want to go to. I want to take calls while you're here. You're a smart guy. You can cover the field with us. But the demonization, the insanity, the censorship, why do you think it's gone into overdrive? I mean, I think it's for the midterms. And what do you think Trump should do? I mean, I'm pretty excited now that they're talking about antitrust. They're talking about racketeering. Everything we sent to him in policy reports is notice exactly what he's doing because we had top law firms do it. Ben, great to have you back since you visited us a few months ago in Texas.
Yeah, it was great to see you down in Texas. And I'm really happy you picked up on the Winnie the Pooh. You know that he was trying to, the Z was trying to ban Winnie the Pooh in China because it was used as a meme or a kind of a coded image representing Z. It was like, I thought it was hilarious. Well, if Z doesn't like it, then I'm going to start putting Winnie the Pooh pins on him every time I draw him. That's the way it's going to be. But you're right. I mean, it's a collusive monopoly now with the social media. You know, we've seen what's been going on. They've weaponized the Justice Department. We've got a two-tier Justice Department where the left gets off and the conservatives gets prosecuted. They pretty much weaponized journalism, and they weaponized education and universities against conservatives. And now what are they weaponizing now? Well, it's social media, because social media is the new town square. And so they have to make sure that conservative voices are banned. And what they want really is what Z has, a Chinese-style censored internet, where toe the line, the leftist politically correct line, and get our social credits. Otherwise, this is not going to lead to a good end. I guarantee you that. Or pretty soon we're not going to be able to get on planes because we have a low social credit, and that's happening in China now. They can't board trains if their social standing is too low. So we have to kind of, I hope Trump can somehow nip this in the bud before it gets too entrenched.
This is the big issue, because this is the mark of the beast, even if you're not a Christian. We already have universities saying if you ever are pro-Trump or like Alex Jones, you're being banned from admission. Lawyers are filing lawsuits over this. This is happening. And people say, well, I'll just won't visit InfoWars.com or support Trump. No, it's always going to be more. Once you give into this, it's over. They're making their move. And as you said, Apple and Google have moved to China and are helping censor things and round up political dissidents there. That shows they'll do that here. It shows there's no limit to these people worth trillions of dollars. These companies, they are such villains.
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, we saw this last year start when they banned Andrew Anglin and his Daily Stormer site. Now, I despise Andrew Anglin, and I don't like Nazis, and most Americans don't. So they started with an easy target. Okay, we're not going to allow him access to PayPal. We're going to take his site off of GoDaddy. We're going to harass him, kick him off everywhere we find. And you know, this is the whole crux of the matter. We have to protect even unpopular speech. I think he should pay the consequences if he's doing things illegally. But if he is just having fun with his,
He has a right to his free speech, just like
we've got to let him have his free speech, because now what they're doing, since they successfully got rid of all the Nazis, they're starting to label conservatives as Nazis, and then we get kicked off too. That's their plan.
Well, that's been the admitted plan.
We have to protect even unpopular speech such as that to protect free speech. I'll give you one example that I did this has been going on for a while. I mean, there was a very good movie made after World War II. It's called The Best Years of Our Lives. A very good movie, very well done. But there's a scene that ruined it, and that scene was when with a sailor with no hands, he had hooks, was talking to a guy at the soda fountain, and the soda fountain guy told him, "Well, that's too bad you had to lose your hands for nothing, because we should have let those Germans defeat the Reds and the Limeys." And then, of course, there's a big fight, and the guy jumped over the soda fountain and punches the guy out. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, you fought in World War II to protect that guy's free speech. And you may not like it, and what he's saying, he's being a jerk, but you don't all of a sudden go over the counter and punch him out, because that negates what you were fighting World War II for, because that's what the Nazis do. That's what Antifa does. So that's set the theme. It's like, if you got something that's very unpopular, oh, let's just punch him out. And Hollywood kind of sets that tone. Well, this guy's saying something unpopular, free speech, oh, punch him out, violence. And so that's kind of like developed into the Antifa today. All they have to do is, you know, affix the label of Nazi or fascist on you, and then you're going to get kicked off your
internet, folks,
physically assaulted.
And folks know that's going on. I think we're now well past that, and you're right. This is about banning all conservatives, all nationalists, all libertarians. The dinosaur media that I see behind you on that calendar knew it was dying, knew it was falling apart, and the truth meteors, the comets are coming in politically to take them out. And so you have a perfect storm of mainstream media with dying political clash, with foreign funding, and then with what Obama set up with this whole CIA group to counter domestic propaganda, I mean, to shut us down, engaged in all this, and they're now coming in mass doing this. And so I think that's really the big issue here, and we just have to get Trump mobilized and everybody else to take action.
Yeah, well, I want to read you something really short here that Jack Dorsey tweeted out a couple weeks ago. He says, "We're committing Twitter to help increase the collective health, openness, and civility of public conversation and to hold ourselves publicly accountable towards progress." Progressive. "We want a vibrant and healthy public conversation." Well, who decides what that healthy is?
It sounds like 1984.
"We want to be inclusive of all inclusive, that's an SJW word, inclusive of all perspectives, and one that's immediately relevant and valuable." Well, who determines what's relevant and valuable? Well, he does.
It's all subjective.
Twitter gets to decide what, basically they get to decide what hate speech is. They get to decide what's relevant. And they get to decide what's something that's moving towards
progress.
It's a
psychological dictatorship.
Well, it's always some kind of vague utopia, you know. If you just follow us and give in to the deep state, we're going to lead you to the dystopia. And now they're going to lead us to the abattoir is what they want.
Jack Dorsey utopia, Jack Dorsey utopia.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Loaded phone lines. You get a chance to talk to me and Ben Garrison. We're talking about the censorship. And, I hear Ben Garrison. He's a smart guy. He's a great graphics designer. He's undoubtedly the most successful current modern cartoonist, political cartoonist in the world. And most of you have seen his stuff everywhere. They have real trouble censoring. It makes them mad. And so that's why the EU and others want laws pre-controlling memes, where you have to go through a censor before it's allowed. I mean, this is what they're asking Facebook to do. And a lot of what Facebook's doing, censorship-wise, is to get in line with the EU. And so Trump's like, well, we don't regulate. You're a private company. That's what Congressman like Matt Gaetz was saying. But the foreign countries are already regulating the web. It's global, so they're standardizing here. We're going under Chinese control, their standards. We're going under EU control. So what does the president do? Well, let's queue up Kudlow. Was asked, are you going to do something? And he said, yeah, we're looking at it. Well, I can tell you, it's in the news. The president has said, you're on thin ice. We're coming after you. Here's Kudlow.
Larry, the president said this morning he's unhappy, separate topic, with Google and the search results that are coming up, and he said that there could be consequences coming Google's way. Does the president believe, or does the administration feel that there needs to be some form of regulation for Google, or what exactly was the president referring to?
We'll let you know. We're taking a look at it. We'll let you know.
Is the president aware?
So this is really a good thing, Ben. I mean, it's in the news today. President's looking at antitrust Sherman Act 2. I mean, they're looking. This is what they're doing. What these tech giants are doing is illegal. And I get they were the new thing, the golden boys. They can do whatever they want. They're now subverting the whole thing. Top Democrats have come out and admitted this could steal the election for the Democrats. What do we need to do? Because, like, I get you're a nice guy. So you're like, liberals, don't censor. That's what America's about. Now stop it. They don't care. They're authoritarians. The average leftist wants me in prison. They scream and go, F you, Russian agent. That's like calling me a Martian agent. But they believe it, Ben. So I think we've kind of crossed the Rubicon here.
Yeah, but they don't scream about Hillary and her private server and the Chinese having all the secrets hacked and immediately going into their email depository. I have a feeling she's probably got paid off for that too. I mean, Hillary is just about money, and that's her modus operandi, selling out her country for cash. But you don't hear any of the liberal media or the leftist, deep state propaganda organs complaining about that. It's always with the same Russia narrative, which has been disproven. And even the thing with Lanny Davis, the lawyer for Cohen, and saying that he has proof that Trump had advanced knowledge, and then later on he backed off and said he didn't. Well, CNN didn't retract the story, did they? They doubled down and still pretended it was true. It's like they layer like lies upon lies, and they lie about the lies and put whoppers on top of the lies, and they're so it's just gotten crazy, and they can't stand it that nobody's paying attention to them because they're totally discredited. So instead, people are going to alternative media on the internet, and then I got to shut that down. And the UN is getting involved too. So it's a challenge for us to really stand up against this now before it starts getting worse, because it will get worse if we don't do something about it now. And if Trump can break up this collusive monopoly and introduce something, maybe an Internet Bill of Rights, I don't know. But I don't trust government getting their grapple hooks into the Internet either, because, once another Obama gets into office, they will use that
I know. That's why it has to be like a Bill of Rights. You can have regulations saying, like the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the exercise thereof or the freedom of the press or the right to assemble, petition the government for redress of grievances. That's a law that says you can't make laws. These people are free to do this. So we need the First Amendment Act for the Internet. That's what it's called, the First Amendment Act, saying unless it's illegal, like anything else, you don't have regulatory power over it. And if it's a third-party posting, you can have your terms of service and remove it, but only for reasons that violate law. You can't then interpret and project onto it whatever you want. That if Alex Jones says, I don't want transsexuals teaching three-year-olds that they're a different sex, that is sexualizing children. Not that I hate men in drag and clown outfits, that's what it is. It's that I don't want heterosexuals, homosexuals, anybody sexualizing kids. They go, oh, you don't like transsexuals. No, I'm a libertarian. Okay, I don't like you involved with the kids. Stop it. So they change the subject. So, and then they go, oh, you're off Twitter, you're off Facebook, you bullied transsexuals because they're public figures, but they're so special and protected, they get access to your children. So then I ask, is it LGBTP? Because, you know, every time I say, leave the kids alone, stop sexualizing them, by heterosexuals, the Catholic Church, any of these groups, they say, oh, you're being LGBT phobic. And I'm saying, if you're adults doing things in your own bedroom, I'm not phobic. Okay, give me a break. It's an obsession that you think I'm obsessed with what you're doing in your bedroom. It's boring. The point is that it's the sexualization of children, so they change the subject. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost completely, well, it is completely ludicrous if it weren't so serious. What this is all leading to. So, you know, we all have to start pushing back as hard as we can and don't give up, and everybody get on board and use your free speech. I mean, if this was the Second Amendment, if they had control over that, we'd all have our guns gone by now. So we have to make sure that we all keep speaking out loudly.
I agree. And the only reason we have the Second Amendment is people stand up for it. If people don't fight for the first, we're going to lose everything. So let me ask you that question. I agree. I don't want government involved. But let's quantify
that.
Well,
over the second. If we lose the second, we lose everything. But we're starting to lose it anyway. But the guns, I mean, that is the cornerstone. If they get rid of our guns, it's over. And they're not going to take mine.
I don't disagree with you, but I believe the founders were right. Free speech and the right to assemble is the right to communicate the message to keep the guns. So the two go together. That's why the first and second, like a horse and carriage. You can argue what's the horse, what's the carriage. I mean, I think they're both equally co-equal. But they're going after Ben Garrison. They're going after our free speech. So what I'm asking you is, if the UN and the EU and the CHICOMs are already coming in with regulations because we've left a vacuum, don't we need regulations saying we have free speech in America? It's not a regulation for laws that oppress. It's the opposite.
Well, we should be able to, I think we should be able to sue these guys who have all these billions of dollars when they start stepping on our free speech. But they say that they're like the phone company. You know, they don't regulate the content. You can't sue us. But then they do regulate the content. And
that's
then
it.
They do, so they can't have it both ways.
That's it. They jump back and forth.
Yeah. They bend the law and bend, you know, they bend free speech however they like to match their ends. And their end is always the same. It's always a collective totalitarian society that they're in charge of and able to take away more freedom and liberty from us until we're nothing but just miserable serfs. And then that's when the great culling will begin, and they'll just end up, you know, I say this and I get laughed at by a lot of my lefty friends, but they're going to end up killing us. They want a massive depopulation.
Well, you got to have the public basically not working. Trump's trying to change that, and now they hate us, and they're being trained that we are the food. And they say within 10 days, 95% of people become cannibals. In about 5 days, most people become thieves. So, yeah, no, if a meteorite hit and blew out everything, and within 15 days, there'd be roving bands running around eating their fellow humans. We'll be right back with your phone calls for Ben Garrison. Barrett had some good points. I'm going to go back to him on media manipulation. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Theme today, because I sent a clip I wanted of Batman specifically this morning, so we're going to show it on TV right now off my phone, because if it happens on my phone, it just magically gets out everywhere. I was thinking about doing a trolling operation where Soros text messaged me, "Good job, Jones, keep it up," and like a split second of being seen, it's like top news story all over the world. And I'm saying that because I'm going to do that troll and people are going to believe it, that I'm going to be able to go back to this and point it out. I'm going to do one with Trump, too. I'm going to wait like a month or something, though. I'm going to troll the hell out of it. We'll go back to Ben Garrison and phone calls here in a moment. Let me pull it up in text messages here. This is the specific one that I want. I mean, if it is the same one, it doesn't sound like the same one. This is the Batman original TV theme. There must be like a bunch that say that then, because it's not the same one. Or I'm going crazy. I'm just going crazy. I know that first one I heard wasn't it, which is whatever. I don't care. Just remove them all out of the machine now. Okay, doesn't matter. What I do want then is, you were out of town a few weeks ago, Daria. I want those ones I sent for the specific outro music. We'll just do this on air, because that's the best place to do everything now. I'll start paying my bills on air, start trimming my fingernails on air, brushing my teeth on air. It'll all be fine. Seriously, though, we ought to be rejoicing more that they've been trying to hide the censorship like we're complete morons for years. It's been getting worse and worse, and now finally it's being exposed. Ben Garrison, undoubtedly the top political cartoonist in the world. And what other cartoonists are popular now? Really not a lot. I mean, he's really prolific. Billions and billions of people have seen his work. He exposes it all. At a gut level, where would you say we are right now, 69 days out from this midterm? Do you agree that it's one of the most important elections ever?
Yeah, this is a critical, but it's... But they're really pulling out all stops at this point to try to turn the tide, because it's been going against them as people have been waking up en masse. What Trump is doing is not just nationalism and America first. He's also deglobalizing the system, and they can't stand that, because that's like he's tearing back the so-called progress that they've been making for decades, unimpeded and unencumbered. So here is this kind of a rogue president coming in, and he's destroying their sandcastle, kicking it out. So what he's doing is, of course, that's one of the reasons I like Trump, because it's the I think we should decentralize a lot of things. We need to decentralize our banking system. We need to decentralize the internet. We need to, bring government back into the hands of people. Decentralize the, the education, everything should be more people. When you get more local power to the local people, then the people have more power. And that sort of ties in with Brexit, when Britain saw what was going on. Well, wait a minute, we're paying all these taxes, but we don't have any representation. We have oligarchs in Brussels deciding what's good for us, and they've had enough of that. And so America needs to have enough of that, too, and start getting our government back and our internet back, too, that Obama tried to give away.
Well, if folks are wondering why InfoWars is under such attack, 9 times out of 10, we're the only broadcast that exposes what's really going on, and then it comes out later, and the globalists contract that back. Yeah, we get ridiculed, we get demonized, we get attacked. Some weak-minded people are going to sit there and see me being demonized and think, oh, he's losing. Well, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were being demonized by the Redcoats. You're being demonized by the system. That's a badge of courage. We're not trying to win popularity contests with Hollywood or the Democrats or the Blue Blood Republicans, and folks need to get that. I know most of our audience understands that, but some people just don't get it. Some folks, that you and I have talked to are like, Jones, you're a joke. You get made fun of everywhere. Well, if you're not getting attacked and made fun of by the power structure, you're not over the target. And, people that have quietly done little things behind the scenes or whatever that are great, and some of it's bold, they don't get what it's like to be in the arena when you're a public figure and your name's hanging out there, or you were already very successful. I know your whole story, in major publications. And so you became, a little more libertarian, a little more pro-Americana. And then they blackballed you from your lucrative, editorial cartoons and papers. Well, now you're more successful. We've talked about it, that you went, with your gut and totally weren't controlled. But see, that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I did not get off to a good start, Alex, because when the trolls went after my cartoons and started defacing them, I lost it. It's funny, I look back at that time where I wanted to sue everybody, and I wanted to, I would get so angry, white hot, mad all day, and I was walking around in a state of fear and anger, and that's a terrible combination of emotional state to be in. But now I look back and I see these people, defacing my cartoons, and I kind of chuckle. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I wish, if anything, that ordeal taught me some grace, you know, and I didn't have much when I started out. I mean, I just, you know, when I had this, the troll attack that went on for years, I would do anything to make it stop. But now it's like, you know, hey, I don't care. Have fun with it. But that's only because we work so hard to get my name out there that people know the difference between the real me and the troll me. But, you know,
yeah, let's be clear. They put swastikas on stuff. It's the same crap they do to me. They put stuff on there you didn't do and then try to blame you to get you banned. It's just like Mike Cernovich. They now take video where his daughter's in the background, comes in on the live broadcast, you know, and she's real cute. And then they cut audio in of him torturing her to try to get him SWAT team. It's what they do, folks.
Well, when they start doing what they did to me a couple weeks ago, I can't prove that it was censorship, but boy, it sure felt like it when that plug got pulled and I was dark and they wouldn't give me an answer for 9 hours. And then when they finally did, they said it was my fault. And I, oh, what? You know, the site was working fine. Now it's something wrong with my
code. I talked about this. The letter said, oh, you had too much traffic. Yeah.
Well, that's what they said, finally. And, you know, but we've had a lot of traffic before, and we haven't been shut down. But the good thing about this, Alex, is we've had so many people wanting to help. And that is so encouraging to me. I had so much email. I haven't been able to answer it all. People wanting to help, both, you know, sending me donations and technical advice and approach. So we have some plans now to try to solve this problem so it won't happen again. But I had I felt sort of like what you must have felt like when they arbored, you know, suddenly and kind of collusively pulled the plug on you. It's like, wow, they really have lost the argument if they're doing that. If they're so afraid of what you're saying, that just shows that they're on the wrong side of history. That's for sure.
Well, then I love how they deny that it's happening. After they launch it, they're now saying, no one censored me. You know, nothing happened. No conservatives, no libertarians are being censored. And we were already shadow banned 95% plus. So once they completely banned me, but here's the problem. They're now trying to block videos other people upload that I put up. So they're literally trying to censor everybody else and make sure I'm not there while they lie about me. We'll come right back, and I promise. Mike Louisiana and others, I'll go to your calls. I was good the last hour, got a guest on, but I'm going to go to your phone calls with Mr. Garrison. Speaking of money, if we don't get funding, they'll shut us down. And we are neck and neck right now with not being able to even expand, as everybody knows. So I want to launch the new shows. I want to launch a new studio. I want to get on more TV stations, radio stations. I want to launch a lot of other new things, our own kind of YouTube platform. We already had planned. Now we're accelerating it. That's going to cost millions of dollars over the next year. They took our Criteo advertising campaign that was bringing in $3 million a year total, about $1.5 million profit to fund things. I'll say profit to fund the operation. So we'd be in the black. So thank you all for your support. But we got great products. Just like our information is game-changing, we have amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Super Silver Ultimate Wound Gel, very best out there. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula. About to sell out. That is 50% off. You know, it's about to sell out. 50% off. Once you see how amazing it is. And we've got the new, even stronger, Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off as well. Those specials will end very, very soon. These are amazing products, and you fund the operation. But experience how great they are for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. Takes you right to the supplements or 888-253-3139.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads, or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
To do it, even though they banned me and demonized me. Saw it through, without exception.
Without exemption.
I couldn't back down. Couldn't do it.
Each charted course.
I did.
Each careful step along the byway. And more.
So much more.
Much more than this.
I did it my way.
I did it my
way. I sure did.
Way.
Levels don't like that very much.
Let's
go back to Ben Garrison. I was a bad boy. I did good with calls up front, and now I've hogged the time. This segment, one more with him. We'll take some phone calls right now. Merritt called back in. He's been holding for 40-something minutes. You brought up the CIA and Operation Mockingbird, which is all admitted. It's Obama set up this Office of Countering Propaganda saying that all these domestic right-wing groups are Russians, and the CIA is separate, this sub-office of Democrats, just like they have a sub-office in the Justice Department. This cancer is running this against me and everybody else, and big tech's taking orders from them. So that's what I'm saying, Barrett. Go ahead. Great point.
Yeah, the original act was the Smith-Muntz Act, which was passed in 48 that allowed for propaganda. But there were two senators, one in the 70s, one in the 80s, that they put restrictions on it that made sure that propaganda wasn't disseminated to the
U.S.
Yes,
and Obama took those off 2 years ago.
Exactly. And so now we basically have the U.S. Ministry of Truth, our own propaganda center. And Rex Tillerson did a good thing in September. He actually withheld funding for the what's called the Global Engagement Center. And as a result, a lot of the people that work there quit. So I think that's something else that they need to do, is to make sure that funding is withheld from the Global Engagement Center, and that they, you know, not be allowed to expand their operations. Because like you said, you could open source all of Google's search algorithm, do everything, but they'll still get their tentacles into it if they can.
Well, and they started getting around this again with George W., where they would put fake stories in the foreign press and have them leak back here. But now it is the CIA and foundation funding with Soros and Media Matters literally interfaced in your Google, in your Facebook, in your Twitter, all colluding. And so we talk about censorship. No wonder they're laughing at Trump and us. We're just getting around to admitting their censorship. It's our own government rogue, the Democrats still in power, acting like Trump never got in, waging war against the population. It is sensational. Let's put the Zero Hedge articles up, folks, and the InfoWars articles from a year and a half ago. This is the entire kahuna. The CIA is working against Trump, not the whole CIA. Just like 37 angry Democrats have a cabal, their own office, in the Justice Department doing this, there is a CIA office Obama created working against Trump and the free press. That's the headline. I mean, you cannot make this up. And I deal with it. These aren't Wall Street Journal and New York Times reporters. These are CIA, weird SJW Foundation people. They're literally on my ass 24/7 lying. And they follow me around everywhere. And they hate my guts, man. They're ideologues, weird, crazy, chip on their shoulder, crazy leftist. People say, oh, my God, are you scared? I'm only scared they're going to win for you and your family. I love it. Are you kidding? I want to take on these people. I want to be at the front of the line. I want to be in the war, baby. You can't get me out of this, but I want to win. I'm not scared of them, but I'm scared of losing. Ben, can you imagine, maybe in your great gravitas, you should do a limited edition poster with us or something, but we also put it out viral. How do you describe that there's stay-behind networks in the Justice Department, in the bureaucracy, in the CIA, and the Board of Governors of the FCC admitting they want to ban all conservatives and steal the election? That is so criminal.
Well, that's another reason to start breaking them up. I mean, the FBI and the CIA are so politicized. We need to do what Kennedy wanted to do, is start atomizing them and start, removing them from their, you know, there's kind of a subtle difference between the deep state and a shadow government. You hear that all the time. Well, the deep state can be epitomized by people like, Stroke, who's there as a career FBI man pulling the levers of power no matter what president is in there. And then after a while, they get used to wielding that power and slanting it to their own ends. And that's what's happened to the CIA and the FBI. They're interested in maintaining their own bureaucratic power rather than doing things that are good for the country. Oh, look at this smarmy guy. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the deep state face personified.
Gollum doesn't look this evil from Lord of the Rings.
Oh. Well, and then the shadow government is something a little bit different. When I think of the shadow government, I think more of like, you know, what you were talking about with all the foundations and the Bilderberg and the CFR, people who are also unelected.
Yeah, they're
people.
The ones in charge, and then the deep state pulls the levers. You just said it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way of putting it. But that the caller you just had on made some really good points. And, boy, it's one thing. What they did to you, Alex, is that one thing that may be a little bit positive of it is they've laid their cards on the table, and those cards are ugly, and that they've really made their intentions clear. And if they're going to go to a Chinese-style internet with social reputation scores, I mean, where is that going to lead? Pretty soon it's going to be, well, you know, you didn't properly worship Satan, so you're going to get a lot of points taken
off
your score.
Exactly. They make it sound reasonable at front, and then next it's this, this, and that. I want to go to Michael because they've got a great idea. Coordinated free speech rallies. They kick us out of the fourth dimension or Silicon dimension. We go absolutely wild politically, not violently, in the third dimension, and then put it online as well. They can't stop us all. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I had an idea. I was wondering what you thought about it. What if you get, like, guys like Gavin McGinnis, you know, Brandon Tatum, Michael Savage, Ann Coulter, Milo, just a bunch of people all together, maybe even Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, maybe even just get as many people together and show that we're going to stand up against this.
That's a smart thing. Conservatives tend to be rogue on their own, you know, kind of owly. That's how I am. I mean, I'm very reclusive personally. I go out to eat here and there, but I mean, I'm not into, you know, running around at events. Trying to get all those folks to come out together would be hard, but everybody should hold their own. People that want to work together should come together. I agree. We need to march on Google. We need to march on Facebook. We need to march on all these groups and say, we know what you're doing. Instead of D.C., they ignore you there. We need to march in San Francisco. We need to march in Berkeley. We need to march in Seattle. We need to march everywhere and then show the Antifa come out and try to stop us from calling for free speech. I think it's a great idea, Michael. That's the best idea yet.
I was even thinking maybe you could call it, you know, free conservative speech rally or something.
How about just defend the First Amendment, you know, save free speech rally for everybody?
Yeah. By the way, send Michael
a free T-shirt of his choice. Let's get his name and number, or you know, his email. Because Michael, you had the best idea. We need to hit the streets. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I would love to see. I mean, I would be willing to travel as far as I need to make, you know, to be part of that, because we all have to stand up against this. We can't.
No, I agree, and we need to do it soon. Because we're 69 days out. God bless you, Michael. Put him on hold. I'll just hold more than an hour to get a free T-shirt, but you know, it turns this whole situation. But Michael, thank you. God bless you. Ben Garrison, I think that's the key here is put out memes because the AI has trouble blocking those. They admit that. So you're the solution. And also marching is the solution. Lawsuits are the solution. Calling Congress for them to take action is the solution. What do you think the number one solution is? Take action, period.
I like the march for one thing. Of course, the mainstream media would not show that on any of their outlets.
But we don't.
Sure.
All the little folks would live stream making them big votes. It's like whack-a-mole. They can't get us all.
That's right. Now, of course, you know, if they shut down my free speech, I can't really do much out here in the boonies. I guess I could. I still have free speech, but I go outside and talk to a tree or something.
But let's be clear. You are memes are so king, and you're the king of those because yours is the best work. Archetypally, because you could just send it to me or anybody else. They could ban your Facebook or Twitter. Everyone, you could just send it to a list of 100 people. Ben Garrison cartoons, look, they fear the meme. They've looked at numbers, and they know even if they shut the web down, people could put out their own memes and own posters. And in a shutdown thing, those are like gold. Right now, there's so much info. People are like, oh, I don't care. But more and more, it's precious. You see, Ben?
Yes.
Ben, have you looked it up? The EU says they fear one thing, memes. And they talk about you. Do you understand that, brother? The AI doesn't get jokes. It doesn't know how to block you, Ben.
They don't get, you know, what they don't get is just still a distillation of verbal metaphors into visual metaphors. And then that's one thing they fear because that's something, it's like what Hillary going after Pepe the Frog. I mean, come on. Why was she so afraid of a frog, of a cartoon frog? And that really made her look bad. But her worry was maybe founded in a little bit because that frog, that one, you know, which, you know, Matt Ferry will sue you now if you use it, but that one played a very critical part in the election, didn't it? Because he really humiliated her.
Exactly. The key is iconography. We must use the weapon systems of peace now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.